Welcome to Money Sense. I'm Julie Ellenbecker, president of Ellenbecker Investment Group. EIG believes in the importance of education, allowing people to gain the knowledge to feel confident in their personal decisions. This show highlights the unique financial perspectives of its many guests, including economists, attorneys, book authors, business owners, and tax professionals. It is provided for general information purposes only and does not consider your particular investment objectives or financial situation and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you. Before acting on information on this show, strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial advisor. The opinions expressed on Money Sense do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Ellenbecker Investment Group employees and leaders. Please enjoy today's show.
Money Sense is brought to you by Ellenbecker Investment Group, four-time recipient of the Better Business Bureau Torch Award for business ethics and integrity. Ellenbecker Investment Group is the only Wisconsin investment company to receive this prestigious award more than once by providing exceptional planning and extraordinary service each and every day. Go to ellenbecker.com and listen to Money Sense Saturdays at 2 and Sundays at noon.
Welcome to Money Sense. I'm Sandra Geisler, Director of Tax Planning for Ellenbecker Investment Group. Ellenbecker Investment Group is located in Pewaukee, just north of I-94 between Highway 164 and Highway F in the Ridgeview Corporate Park, and in the village of Whitefish Bay in the Equitable Bank Building across from Winkies. Remember that we also serve clients in Bonita Springs, Florida. If you'd like additional information about our locations, please visit ellenbecker.com for more details. Today, we're going to do a special solo episode of Money Sense. We're going to dive into something that affects every taxpayer in America, the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, or OBBBA. I've also heard it referred to as OB3, which is a little easier to say. Whether you're retired, working, running a business, this new tax law brings changes you'll really want to understand. In our first segment today, we're going to talk a little bit about a broad framework and some of the very broader issues as they relate to the OBBA. And really, why should you care? As I said, this is sweeping tax legislation, probably some of the biggest we've had in recent history. And it definitely is going to affect you on a couple different levels. The OBBA is an extension of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act from 2017. You may recall 8 years ago or so, when President Trump's first presidency, we had another set of sweeping tax law changes that brought reduced tax rates, the elimination of the personal exemption, and overall a little bit of a simplification of the tax code. When that legislation was put in place in order to get through the budget process, it had a sunset clause. All of the tax code that was part of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act was due to expire at the end of 2025. If no legislative action was taken, in 2026, we would revert back to all of the tax law and tax rates we had in 2017. During the campaign, President Trump made some campaign promises about wanting to make the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act permanent. That led to the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. The goals of the OB3 were really the permanence of some of those tax changes that we saw 8 years ago, a simplification of the tax code, and as we saw, some targeted tax relief for businesses, for workers, for seniors. It really does impact a lot of different stratifications of taxpayers. The One Big Beautiful Bill is being implemented over a period of 2025 through 2026. So it's going to be important for you as we plan and for year end in 2025 to know what changes are going to be impactful for you in 2025 and which ones will be put in place in 2026. Adding to the complexity of the OB3 is that some of the tax changes are permanent and some of them are going to only be available for a limited time. So I hope that we're able today to give you the information that you're looking for. We're going to be talking in our next segment about some of the changes on an individual level. We're also going to talk about changes at the business level. And finally, we're going to wrap up with some information about how OB3 is going to affect your legacy in terms of estate planning and some charitable giving strategies. I think the most important clarification that we received as part of OBBBA is that the current individual income tax rates have now been made permanent. The tax rates begin at 10% and gradually go up to the highest tax rate of 37%. These tax rates are now considered to be permanent. Of course, permanent only means they will be in place until potentially another administration changes them. But for now, from a planning perspective, we have clarity. We know where we expect tax rates to be, at least for the next few years. In addition to the tax rates, the standard deduction was also made permanent. For 2025, it's been indexed for inflation. Single taxpayers will get a standard deduction of $15,750, and married taxpayers will get a standard deduction of $31,500. This is a significant increase over the standard deductions that we had prior to 2018. In the next segments, we'll talk a little bit more about some of the other permanent provisions for businesses, including qualified business income deduction and bonus depreciation. One of the topics we heard during the campaign was about the taxing of Social Security. No change has been made through OB3 as to how Social Security income is taxed. Social Security benefits remain partially taxable when income exceeds certain thresholds. There is a new senior bonus in place, which some seniors may be able to deduct. This will potentially reduce the tax on their Social Security benefit or potentially even have no tax due, but many will still owe taxes. The bonus is not dependent on whether you receive Social Security benefits or not. The bonus is equivalent to $6,000 for seniors age 65 and older. A married couple potentially can deduct a total of $12,000. The bonus is limited based on income. Single taxpayers with AGI less than $75,000 will be able to take advantage of the full $6,000 bonus. Married taxpayers with AGI less than $150,000 will be able to take advantage of the full $12,000 bonus afforded to them. As AGI increases, the bonus is phased out at 6% for each dollar over the thresholds. In our next segment, we'll explore how OB3 affects individuals, especially working families, seniors, and parents. We're going to take a short break. I just wanted to remind you also that we're available wherever you like to listen to podcasts. So be sure to check us out on Spotify, Apple, and at ellenbecker.com/podcasts. Welcome to Money Sense. I'm Sandra Geisler, Director of Tax Planning at Ellen Becker Investment Group. Today we're talking about the One Big Beautiful Bill Act and what it means for you and your household. There really are some exciting updates and a few things you want to watch out for. In our first segment, we discussed the new senior bonus and the permanence now of the current tax rates. In this segment, I want to talk in detail about some of the other temporary deductions available. From 2025 through 2028, we have a new deduction for overtime pay. This deduction is available for an exclusion up to $12,500 of overtime pay for a single person and $25,000 if you file a joint return. Again, there are some income phase outs. If AGI is over $150,000 for a single person or $300,000 for a married couple, the deduction is reduced by $100 for every $1,000 of income over the threshold. The deduction is available for pay for hours over 40 hours in a single week. Many taxpayers have asked if the deduction requires us to file a Schedule A or to itemize deductions. This deduction is considered to be an above-the-line deduction, meaning that no itemization is required. The deduction is only available for the overtime part of the pay. For example, if you are paid time and a half for hours over 40 hours in a week, only the half of the additional pay is going to be eligible. This information will be provided on W-2s. And so as you're preparing your tax return, either you as a self-preparer or your tax preparer will know the amount of overtime available for the deduction. It's also important to recognize that there will be no immediate paycheck boost. This benefit is going to come to you when you file your 2025 tax return, potentially lowering your overall tax bill. There's also no impact to your Social Security or Medicare taxes. One of the considerations that we're watching on many of the changes to OB3 is how it affects state tax. So I wanted to just make sure that people are aware that although the changes are in place at the federal level, it doesn't necessarily mean that the deductions will be available at your state level. For working people, tip income deduction is another new change to the OB3. Up to $25,000 of tip income is eligible for the deduction. The phase-outs are the same as for the overtime pay deduction, and this deduction is also effective in 2025 through 2028. Again, this deduction is considered to be an above-the-line deduction with no need to itemize or file Schedule A. The tip deduction is available for workers in certain occupations where tipping is customary and regular. The IRS is working on publishing a list of those qualifying occupations, and we expect to hear from them before year end on this. We are anticipating that the qualifying occupations will include those occupations such as workers in the hospitality industry, servers, bartenders, salon professionals. It could also include nurses. It could include construction workers. Currently, the list is at about 70 occupations, but it's important to remember that the list will include what is normally considered to be non-exempt workers. The OB3 also included a deduction for auto loan interest. This is an interesting deduction, eligible for up to $10,000 annually. The auto loan must apply to purchases made from 2025 through 2028. Again, this is a provision that is considered to be temporary. If you have an auto loan from a vehicle purchased prior to 2025, it will not be eligible for the deduction. This again is an above-the-line deduction. And there are some requirements for the buyers and the vehicles to qualify for the deduction. The vehicle must be brand new and not leased. The final assembly of the vehicle must be in the United States, and the vehicle can only be used for personal use, not business use. As with the other deductions, there are phase-outs, starting at AGI, or adjusted gross income, of $100,000 for a single taxpayer, or $200,000 if you file a joint return. We are waiting for additional IRS guidance, so stay tuned for more information forthcoming. There are some parts of the OB3 that are very specific to children and families. The child tax credit increased to $2,200 as part of OB3. Prior to the passing of this bill, The child tax credit was $2,000. You'll recall that this credit is available for all qualifying children under the age of 17, and up to $1,700 is refundable. New with OB3, the child tax credit will be indexed annually for inflation. There were no changes to the income phase-out, so taxpayers who are single, making $200,000 or less, are eligible for the full $2,200 credit. If you file a joint return, if your AGI is under $400,000, you also are available for the full credit. Social Security numbers are now required for both parents and children. If you have child care expenses and use a dependent care FSA, that limit has been increased from $5,000 to $7,500 per household, effective starting in 2026. Additionally, there are changes being made to the Child and Dependent Care Tax Credit in 2026. The maximum credit increases from 35% to 50% of eligible expenses, and the credit does not drop below 20%, even for high-income earners. Eligible expenses remain the same, up to $3,000 for one qualifying person, or up to $6,000 for two qualifying children. A completely new part of the tax code for OBBA is the new child savings account, also referred to as a Trump account. This is going to be an account opened at your bank for children born between 2025 and 2028. Parents can apply for a $1,000 government contribution into the account, and the earnings in the account grow tax-free until withdrawal. Qualified withdrawals for college or home purchase for the child will be taxed at long-term capital gain rates with no penalties. Parents can also add to the new child savings account or Trump accounts up to $5,000 each year on a post-tax basis. The accounts will be invested in diversified funds tracking a U.S. stock index. Again, we are waiting for additional guidance from the IRS on these new accounts. But if you have a new child being born in 2025, we're looking forward to hearing more about how the accounts are going to work and how the initial government deposit will get made. Coming up, we'll look at how the OBBBA affects small businesses, entrepreneurs, and investors. We'll be back after this short break, but I also wanted to remind you that we're available wherever you like to listen to podcasts. So be sure to check us out on Spotify, Apple, and at ellenbecker.com/podcasts. Welcome to Money Sense. I'm Sandra Geisler, Director of Tax Planning at Ellen Becker Investment Group. Today we're talking about the One Big Beautiful Bill Act and how it will affect taxpayers, businesses, and estates. If you own a business or invest in one, this segment's for you. The One Big Beautiful Bill Act brings some powerful incentives and a few planning opportunities you shouldn't ignore. There are several provisions from the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act that have been made permanent as part of OB3. One of those is the 20% qualified business income deduction, also known as Section 199A. This code has been made permanent with the OB3. There are some increases to the phase-in thresholds. Previously, this deduction was available to singles with AGI of $50,000. This has now been increased to $75,000, and a joint filing has increased from $100,000 to $175,000. The qualified business income deduction is available for tax payers who have flow-through business income. This could include shareholders of an S-corp or partnerships, and it allows a 20% deduction of that flow-through income. There are exclusions that continue for high-income service providers, such as physicians, consultants, CPAs. But this is an important deduction for many small businesses. We were excited as part of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act to see this deduction made permanent. Another important business deduction that was made permanent is the 100% bonus depreciation. This phased out over the last several years, but now has been made permanent and has been expanded. Bonus depreciation, in effect, allows businesses to deduct a portion, or all, of the cost of their qualifying assets purchased during the year. This is separate and different than regular depreciation, where deductions are spread out over several years or over the life of the asset. The bonus depreciation allows businesses to take 100% of the cost of the asset as a deduction in the year it's placed in service. This is available for qualifying property acquired and placed in service after January 19th of 2025. The Section 179 expensing is another opportunity for businesses to take advantage of expensing asset purchases. The expensing limit has increased to $2.5 million, and phase-outs begin at $4 million of qualifying property. The timing of these capital investments and asset purchases and elections are very important, so I encourage all business owners to be sure they're working very closely with their tax advisors. Another key topic is the qualified small business stock exemption. Qualified small business stock, often referred to as QSBS, refers to certain shares in U.S.-based companies that meets certain criteria under the current tax code. If taxpayers hold these shares for at least 5 years, gains from selling this small business stock may be excluded from federal capital gains tax. This is a powerful tool for founders, early employees, and investors who have stock in small, innovative companies. There are exclusion caps, which have been increased to $15 million from the prior $10 million threshold. There are also holding periods in place with partial exclusions at 3 years and 4 years, rather than the full 5-year holding period. It's really important for businesses to maximize these expanded benefits by proactively structuring and documenting their operations in order to qualify. Investors must be vigilant about their compliance and eligibility. I would encourage both business owners and investors, again, to work with their tax advisors to be sure that they're incorporating the expanded small business stock exclusion benefits into their business strategies, whether they're exiting or for ongoing operations. Another business component of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act revolves around research and development and production incentives. There is now full expensing of domestic R&E costs and new expensing for qualified production property. Domestic research and development expenses can now be expensed immediately or amortized at the taxpayer's election. This applies to all expenses after December 31st of 2024. Additionally, there's some retroactive relief for small businesses. They can amend tax returns to expense R&D from 2021 through 2024. With an option to deduct remaining unamortized balances over 1 to 2 years. From a planning perspective, entity selection and structuring is going to be very key to make sure that these deductions are being optimized. Be sure to work with your tax advisors to incorporate the expanded deductions and small business stock exclusion benefits. Now, in our final segment, we'll explore how the OBBBA affects estate planning, charitable giving, and state tax deductions. We'll be right back after a short break. Welcome back to Money Sense. I'm Sandra Geisler, Director of Tax Planning at Ellenbecker Investment Group. Today we're talking about the One Big Beautiful Bill Act and how it affects taxpayers, businesses, and even your legacy planning. In this episode, we're going to wrap up with how the One Big Beautiful Bill Act affects your legacy through estate planning, charitable giving, and state tax deductions. One of the key topics we're going to look at today is the estate and gift tax. The exemption increased to $15 million per person in 2026. This means that if your estate is under this dollar amount, no estate tax will be assessed. This has been an issue over the last several years as we look to the sunset of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Making this exemption now permanent plays a key role in planning for the future. The exemption also will be indexed for inflation, so we expect that it will continue to increase on an annual basis. There are several new changes available as it relates to charitable giving. The One Big Beautiful Bill Act introduced a new 0.5% adjusted gross income floor for itemizing deductions. This new floor will be effective starting in 2026 and is a permanent deduction. The 0.5% floor limits the amount of charitable giving deduction that exceeds 0.5% of your adjusted gross income. This will only affect taxpayers who itemize deductions. As an example, if AGI, or adjusted gross income, is $100,000 and the taxpayer donates $1,500 to qualified charities, the deduction allowed will only be $1,000 because 0.5% of $100,000 is $500. That $500 reduces the total $1,500 deduction for qualified charitable gifts down to $1,000. As a planning consideration, you may want to look at multi-year strategies or perhaps bunching your charitable giving into 2025 to avoid this limitation. Also starting in 2026, we will have a new above-the-line deduction for charitable giving. You may recall during the COVID years, we were allowed to deduct $300 as a maximum amount above the line for giving. This has been incorporated into the new One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Starting in 2026, single taxpayers will be eligible for a $1,000 above the line deduction for their charitable giving, and married filers will be eligible for a $2,000 deduction. This deduction is only available when taking the standard deduction. Charitable giving will continue to be reported on Schedule A for taxpayers who itemize deductions. These deductions must be cash deductions, cash donations. It does not include your non-cash donations for goods or services. It also includes gifts to donor advised funds. Additionally, in 2025, for those taxpayers over the age of 70 and a half who use the qualified charitable distribution strategy, that QCD limit has increased to $108,000 in 2025. One of the most contentious parts of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, put in place in 2018, was the SALT cap deduction. SALT stands for your state and local tax. This generally comprised of the state income tax that you pay, plus any local taxes, plus property taxes paid. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act limited the total of this deduction to $10,000. As you can imagine, for high income earners or taxpayers in states with high property taxes. This was a significant reduction in the deduction allowed. The One Big Beautiful Bill has raised the SALT cap from $10,000 to $40,000 for tax years beginning in 2025 through 2029. However, it is phased out for higher earners. This could have a significant impact on tax liability for many taxpayers this tax season. The phase-out thresholds are $500,000 for single filers and those filing jointly, and $250,000 for those filing married, filing separately. Even for higher income earners, although they may not be able to take advantage of the higher $40,000 SALT cap, their cap will never be reduced below the $10,000 minimum. I hope you've enjoyed hearing more about the One Big Beautiful Bill and how it affects taxpayers, businesses, and estates. Thanks for joining me today. I really appreciate your time. The One Big Beautiful Bill Act is complex, but it offers real opportunities for taxpayers. Whether you're working or retired, or even just planning your legacy, it's important to consult with your tax advisor now. You'll want to stay informed to make the most of this new tax law change. As a reminder, I also wanted to let you know that we are also available wherever you like to listen to podcasts. So be sure to check us out on Spotify, Apple, and at ellenbecker.com/podcasts. If you've enjoyed today's show and want to learn more about Ellen Becker Investment Group and our upcoming events, please visit ellenbecker.com or call us at 262-691-3200. As always, I hope I've made a difference in your personal and financial and tax well-being. Remember, before we plan, before we advise, before we invest, we always listen.